Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, no Wayne Allyn Root tonight. He's on a well-deserved vacation. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, you get a chance to spend an hour with me. This is a Thursday. In fact, it's the first day of July 2020, which means we usually would get an hour together. But since Wayne is off to vacation land, it is going to be me and you for the entire 3 hours. I have a great show in store for you. Have one of our greatest guests that we can bring on, one of my favorite people, Glenn Salmacy, who is now the president at Nichols University, one of the smartest guys I know, part of the Federalist Society. He will join us either at 7 or 7:30, which would be hour two, top or bottom of the hour. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion, also from the Heritage Foundation, will join me, and Christopher Healy, who used to run the Republican Party here in the state of Connecticut, will join me, and he is somewhat of an expert on critical race theory, so we will chat with him at the final segment or two of tonight's show as we're broadcasting across the entire country, one coast to another. That's my friends out in Long Island, all the way out to my friends in California and everywhere in between, of course, also rocking on Wayne Allyn Root's flagship out there in Las Vegas, KBET, and always love having that vibe from Las Vegas. Love the Vegas vibe. The main man, Christopher, is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials. And again, as I've said a million different times, without Chris doing all that, it would be absolute chaos. By the way, we can take calls tonight a little bit later on. Actually, after the bottom of the hour, we certainly can start taking some calls. The number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. You can email me, leeelcyradio@gmail.com. You can go to my website, leeelcy.com. That's leeelcy.com. All right, enough self-promotion. You know, I was sort of thinking about a lot of different things, like how I wanted to start today. And I've come to the conclusion that I don't want to pay taxes anymore. I'm sick of it. I don't want to pay any more taxes. I don't want my hard-earned money going for nonsense. Now, I don't mind paying for, you know, the roads and the bridges and the military and, you know, to a certain extent, education and all the good stuff. I just don't want to pay for the garbage anymore. I don't want to pay or at least feel like my money is being thrown in the garbage or down the toilet, right? Every American should be asking themselves these questions. Why? Why am I paying taxes on my wages? Then paying sales tax to spend my money, then paying income taxes on the money that I've already been taxed on, paying property tax, and I already paid sales tax on said property. And you put into effect all of the fees that I pay, in particular fees in my home state of Connecticut, where I'm broadcasting from right now, the state-of-the-art full-power radio studios. It's just tax after tax after tax after fee after fee after fee. And what am I getting out of it? I'm getting heartburn is what I'm getting out of it. I'm feeling unfulfilled, unsatisfied. I feel like I'm getting screwed. I feel like, in particular, the Democrat Party is screwing me over. And anyway, I've talked about this before. Now, Wayne's not the only one who has run-ins with the IRS. I have run-ins with the IRS just about every single year. It's got to be because of what we do on the radio. It's got to be. Right? I'm serious about that. I'm positive that the IRS flags my account every single time. I don't make enough money for me to get flagged this often. Impossible. Yet I do. So not only am I getting a screw job from the actual money that's being taken out of my check every single week, I'm getting a double screw job because, you know, we are in the crosshairs, if you will. In particular, conservatives are in the crosshairs. So I don't want to pay taxes anymore. I don't want to pay these kinds of taxes anymore. Do you realize when the day is over, right, and you work your rear end off, those of you who do work, right, I'm assuming that most of the people across the country right now listening to me work. Because you're listening to, normally you're listening to Wayne Allyn Root on Raw and Unfiltered, which means you are probably leaning at least a little bit to the right. Your mindset is a little bit to the right, which means you probably get up every day and go to work. And you're not home collecting a check from Uncle Sam. So you do have to pay taxes. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, I kind of agree with what this guy is saying. I feel like I pay too much in taxes. I know I pay too much in taxes. I look at my check at the end of the week and I think to myself, okay, so the amount that I gross as opposed to what I take home, it's criminal. And then at the end of the year, I got to pay again. And then, okay, so I do get the security of having the greatest military in the world, sure. Our roads and bridges are pretty good, and we don't have, you know, bridges falling down every single day, although you're running over potholes depending upon where you are. But, you know, the infrastructure it's bad, but it's not so bad that you can't move. Right, and we do get a lot of other perks for our tax dollars, but for the most part, you know the programs that the money gets thrown at and goes to waste. I'm sick of that. I mean, you should be sick of that, too. We should all be sick of that. And again, the Tea Party was all about that. Taxed enough already. And what happened to the Tea Party? They're gone. So I don't know if we need to come up with a new Tea Party or a new idea, a new format, something else. But I don't mind paying my fair share of taxes. I just don't want to pay for somebody else's taxes. And I don't want to pay for something that either doesn't work or doesn't make any sense. And I don't want to pay for folks that are lazy. I hate that part of it. I drive home after a 10-hour, 12-hour day. And I'm driving through one of our smaller cities here in the state of Connecticut, and I'm driving by people on stoops drinking out of brown paper bags, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, again, they got no job. How are they drinking? Who's paying for their housing? Who's paying for their food that they get in their belly every day? Okay, so maybe there is a soup kitchen around the bay. Maybe they are on welfare. Maybe they're on assistance. Maybe some of them are on disability. But not all of them. Some of them are just kind of got the hand out, and they're asking for more and more and more, and they get it. Just saw where California wants to build an entire housing complex for the homeless. Okay, who's paying for it? I assume that you're going to get your citizens to pay for it. And listen, I'm not necessarily saying that's such a horrible idea, but most of the homeless people don't want to go anywhere. Not most. I would say 30%. They like it out there. No one hassles them. They get to do what they want, go to the bathroom in the street. They don't care. Shoot their drugs up. I'm not being facetious. That's true. Now, that's not all of them, and some of them do deserve help. But I'm just sick and tired, I guess, of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being angry all the time. I feel like I'm angry all the time. I hate that. Because I feel like those of us who are, you know, if you're listening to me right now, you're a hardworking individual. And you look at your check at the end of the week, and you're like, what the hell happened to my money? Where did it go? And then you see somebody on television with a needle in their arm, drinking out of a brown paper bag, living in a tent. But somehow they're getting food. Somehow they're getting medical support. That money's coming from somewhere. It's one thing, again, if you're, have the work ethic and you've fallen on hard times. That's different. That's completely different. I just don't like being scammed. That's the bottom line. I don't like being grifted. I hate it. By the way, there's a new poll out from Fox News as of July 4th, or as July 4th approaches, let's put it that way. I guess in 2015, they took a poll, Fox did a poll. 83% of the people who took part in this poll thought America was the best country in the world to live. 83%. Right now, that number is 69%. 14% drop. 26% of the people actually say it's a terrible place to live. Fox News did that poll. So what does that make you? What does that say? What does that make you say to yourself? What has happened here in the last 6 years? Now, I know Trump was president, or right before Trump was president in 2015, before he took over. Again, 83% of the folks said this is the greatest place to live on earth. Now we're down to 69. What has happened? Well, obviously, the Democrat administration, at least as of right now, is trying to bankrupt the country, fast-track the bankruptcy. Joe Biden. I mean, come on. Joe Biden and his insanity, the chaos that surrounds Joe Biden, the idea that, again, this monster in the White House is sending us on the fast track to being El Salvador. Maybe that's why nobody thinks it's the best place in the world to live. I do. I've been to other countries. I've lived in other countries. Not for long stretches of time, but I was in Australia for a year. I was in Europe for almost a year. I lived in Canada for 6-7 months. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Even through all of the partisan anger that we have to fight every single day, and we fight so much of that. Even through all of that, even through, you know, the negative, even through me being angry all the time because I'm just frustrated at the lack of common sense from the average everyday individual. Even through all of that, I still think this is the greatest country in the world. And as we're trying to fight around the Joe Biden blockade of, let's say, patriotism, his idea of unity, I guess, is to not allow the fireworks at Mount Rushmore. One of the most patriotic places in the country, cancel fireworks. That's wonderful. I think that's great. What a great idea. Joe Biden, your president. Your president in chief. All right, so there you go. I don't want to pay taxes. I still love the country. I don't like Joe Biden. That's what you get out of the first break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is on vacay. He'll actually be back officially live and in person on Wednesday. I'll be with you tonight. I'll be with you on Tuesday. Best of sandwich in between, but I'll get to that a little bit later. Later on. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, you'll have to go on a safari because he's not here. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining me, as always. So we'll take a couple of calls. We haven't taken calls in a while. You can call in 833-WAR-TALK. We have plenty of time to do that. By the way, I want to let you know, aside from the other guest that I mentioned, a pal of mine, Tony D'Angelo, who's been on with me before, who is going dogged after the governor here in the state of Connecticut, is going to chime in with us in about 30 minutes about some taxes and finances and stuff like that. So looking forward to that as well. But let's go to the Northwest Hills of Connecticut, where one of our pals on my morning show, Reed, is waiting. Reed, good evening. What's up, buddy?
Well, first things first, I wasn't looking for anybody except Lee Elsie, and here you are, and I found you, and I'm pleased as punch.
Thank you, brother. How are you?
I'm fine, sir, and I loved your opening statement because, you know, I think if Sigmund Freud had been around during the American Revolution, he would have seen that the founding fathers were doing the best they could to put on airs so that the English would respect them as being educated and good with the language. They basically had an insecurity complex. And that's why what you just said about being ticked off to beat the band, about being audited and being taken advantage of and targeted, is really what everything is about. Everything in life is about relationships. In our Declaration of Independence, it was about essentially filing a divorce complaint with the English government, which they tried so hard to make peace with. It was the king who said to Franklin and Washington, "No, I don't care how much you want to be English subjects." Every relationship is the same, whether it's a relationship with your girlfriend, with your wife, with your friend, with your employer, with your country. It's two choices that you can make. You can either be good to the other party and be honest and honor them, or you can screw them. And now we're being screwed. That's all it's about. And that's what the Declaration of Independence was, in flowery terms, that Freud would have realized we were just compensating for our insecurities.
Well, listen, I love your calls because you're so wise on some of this stuff. You know what? So here's a question for you, Reed. What has to happen for us to throw the tea into the Boston Harbor? I mean, was January 6th that, but mismanaged? Because people are angry. People think that their election was robbed. They think that Trump should still be in the White House. What has to happen? We've been through hell here in the last year. What do we need to sort of spark this fire?
We've got to get smart about what's ailing us. We have to get smart with ourselves. We have to see what's going on. You know, this is a country that, by and large, thinks it is better educated and knowledgeable about its own history than it is. The Chinese know our history better than we know our history.
So true.
And we're screwing around with them, and we're going to regret that. But basically what we have to do is come down to earth and stop playing games and realize that, just like you said in your opening statement, we are being screwed. We are being screwed by our government, who wants to rip us off, extort us, just like Joe Biden is extorting the Ukraine, is extorting Russia, is extorting China, making deals, cooperating with governments that are totalitarian to benefit himself. As you said, it's not a swamp. It's a sewer.
It's a sewer.
A swamp is natural. A sewer is not. It's man-made.
It's man-made with rats.
We got to get wise about ourselves.
Yeah, sewer's man-made with rats, brother. I totally agree. Great call as always, Reed. I can't thank you enough. One of the smartest guys that we get a chance to chat with on the not only the USA Radio Network, but also on my morning show. He's an occasional caller to the show, and he does such a great job, and he hits the nail on the head over and over again. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not a swamp. I know Trump talked about draining the swamp. It's not a swamp. Swamp has, you know, a lot of neat things in it. They've got turtles and frogs and even in some cases some kind of cool snakes and lily pads and fish. No. Washington is a sewer. And it's got rats, and it does have crocodiles, and it's just got a lot of evil people. That's the bottom line. And we need to really, really sort of figure out where this line in the sand ultimately will be. I'm getting close to the line of the sand, to be honest with you. That's sort of where I am with all of this. Listen, if you're just joining me, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off for a couple of days, so you got me for a full 3 hours. We do have a great show in store for you with some fabulous guests. I can't wait to talk to my pal Glenzel Macy. He is now the president at Nichols College Federalist Society, one of the smartest guys I know. We'll chat about a lot of different things with him at the bottom of the second hour. Well, stick around. You guys want to call in? You can. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
War now! USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden visited Surfside, Florida, site of the collapsed condominium tower. He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse. Speaking to reporters, Biden laid out the ways the federal government was assisting.
That's why we decided to cover, for example, 100% of the search and rescue cost for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is War, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. I almost forgot my name right there for a second. I don't know what happened. Like, I just had this total blank look on my face. Like, if you had asked me the most basic question, I would have went, duh. I don't know what happened. But I'm actually psyched tonight because, you know, we've been doing this show, and I've been doing this show either two nights a week or whenever Wayne, you know, needs a night off or a couple of nights off, and it's always been either from a home studio that I have at my house, which is was never really all that great, and then there was a studio here in the studio that I'm in every day, but that wasn't really that great. But, you know, we got the engineers under the hood, and we fixed this thing up real nice, so we're broadcasting again from the state-of-the-art full-power radio studios right here in the wonderful mountainous woods of eastern Connecticut out to the entire country, actually out to the entire world if you've got the internet, which is always kind of cool. Speaking of world, listen, we can talk politics, and we will talk politics, and I'll get to some of this other stuff. But I think on Tuesday I had that conversation with the author about the origins of the universe, and I carried that over to my own show in the morning. I tell you, there's not a topic that's more engaging, that's sort of more, I don't want to say liberating, that's not the right word, but it's like makes you really be introspective. It really makes you think, your brain work. Like, okay, so the idea of the origins of the universe, and I'm talking about this because, you know, we've got the whole UFO situation and the unclassified of the classified information about all of the UFOs and the sightings and the Navy pilots, and it just, you know, got me thinking. And I've had on a couple of different guests about all of this and the thought of, you know, how everything began, like when it began, and was it a Big Bang? Did we all come from the same sort of ball of molecules that's ever expanding? And every second of every day, it gets, you know, more vast. The universe expands and all these galaxies expand and the hundreds of billions and trillions of stars that are out there and all the potential life and the planets that circle those stars. It's mind-blowing, right? And that in itself is mind-blowing. But then when you think, okay, let's think about the edges, the outer edges of the universe. Well, then what's on the other side of the outer edge? There's got to be something. And then what was here before there was nothing? If there was a Big Bang, if there was that initial pop and explosion, and here we go, and from that all of the sort of tools of life were shot out into space, what was there before that? There had to be something there before that, right? There had to be some kind of like space that was occupied. What was it occupied? And how, you know, how long? Is it sort of like a circular loop that keeps repeating itself? Or is it just going to keep expanding? It's just, I mean, I love to think about that stuff because there's really no answer. There's no right answer. We don't know. Like, we have no idea. And it makes you really think that there's got to be a higher power that, like rolling dice, just roll the dice. Now, again, even that in itself, you could think to yourself, okay, well, what I just said about how incredibly complex the birth of a solar system, of a universe would be, and think about it in a sense where maybe there's such an advanced creature that essentially creating this amazing universe is as simple to that being as rolling dice, right? Or this is like a toy box. And we're an anthill, or whatever. It's mind-blowing, right? I mean, it really is. And there's no real answer to that. But I always find that topic just, you can talk about this all day, every day, all night. You know, every single inch of every molecule of each cell in your body, sort of. Because the thought of, if there was a Big Bang, every cell in your body is generated from the same ingredients that may be 100 million miles away on some star, right? And the thought that when you look up into the stars and you see a star far off in the distance, that light from that star could be a million years old. And it's just getting to your eyes because it's covering the vastness of space. In fact, that star may not even exist. Now, if that doesn't make you think, I mean, we could talk about immigration and We could talk about taxes.
We could talk about Biden. We could talk about Russia and China and the economy. And we do that, you know, every, and we do that every day. And we should do that every day. And that should be part of the you know, the conversations that we have. It should be the bulk of the conversations that we have, because that's, you know, what's staring us in the face every single day. But, you know, you should, you know, you should have these deep rooted intellectual conversations, even if you don't know, like, I'm not an expert on this, but even if you don't know what the heck you're talking about in this, you still have an opinion, and, you know, your opinion could be as valid as almost anybody else's, because really nobody knows. They have guesses. They guess what happened. They have guessed it was a Big Bang. They guess we all came from the same ingredients, which is why it's completely plausible that there are other creatures on other planets and millions of miles away, which is why it's silly to think that we haven't been visited by, you know, advanced life forms. And then think about this, you know, we think of ourselves as this incredibly advanced, you know, we're an advanced being. We are smart, obviously we're smarter than the smartest thing on the planet, right? We've created amazing things. But think about a civilization that may be a million years ahead of us, not a thousand, a million, right? Out the vast corners of, again, this expanding universe. Imagine that there's a group of beings that have evolved to just an amazing state where they can do almost anything. They can travel through time. Who knows? There's no limits to what is possible. But that's also hard for us to sort of quantify and to get our minds around, right? Getting your mind around, like, the infinite space of space is impossible. Getting your mind around what was here before there was anything that was here, tough. Getting your mind around the idea that, you know, this whole sort of thing has been going for a hell of a long time before you even came around, before your mama had you, right? There was a lot of action, right? And after you leave this world, there'll be a lot of action. That's the one that really bothers me, right? I don't mind having missed what's already happened, right? I can go back and look at the history. I'm more concerned about what I'm going to miss. Like, what am I going to miss? What kind of incredible things are going to happen 100 years from now, 500 years from now? Like, I have, you know, even though I complain a lot, I have complete confidence that we are going to do amazing things. We have a lot of issues that we're going to have to deal with as a species, right? We have a lot of things, there's going to be a lot of bad things, I think, that happen in the world before it turns and good things begin to happen. But that might be 1,000 years from now. We don't know. But I'm just saying, I think that we'll go through all these different stages if we can, you know, prevent us for ourselves from blowing each other to smithereens and having nothing left and actually destroying the planet. I know that's something that conservatives don't necessarily like to talk about, because when I talk about conserving the planet and pollution and air pollution and water pollution, conservatives think that's a sign of weakness. It's not. It's the exact opposite. Right, you want a conservative, by definition, wants to conserve the planet, the resources, the animal life, right? You want to be compassionate. That's part of it. And if we can prevent the idea of us blowing us each other to smithereens 1,000 years from now, because technology just keeps rolling, right? Every day there's something else. And again, 10 years from now, we'll be wowed. Think about where the cell phone is itself. When the cell phones first came out, we were all like bug-eyed, going, oh my God, I could talk as I drive. This is incredible, right? And you're able to talk to your, you know, your friends, your wife, your mom, whatever. And here we are, what, 30 years later, 20 years later, 25 years later anyway, and your cell phone can do anything. Your cell phone can turn the lights off in your living room if you want. It can start your car. You know, you can search the internet and find out anything on your cell phone. That was only in 25 years. What's going to happen in the next 25 years? And it's exponential. Technology is exponential. It's like that ripple in a pond. It just gets faster and more productive. So, I think that 100 years from now, what we see as far as technology, look at what was 100 years ago. I mean, we think about what was going on in 1921. Right? What was 1921 like? Okay. Driving around in cars that went 30 miles an hour. Pollution everywhere. Industry was all about manufacturing. And here we are in 100 years. It's completely different. I mean, we still drive around in cars, et cetera, but, I mean, the way we travel, the speed at which we travel, the idea that we've been to the moon and Mars, we're flying a drone on Mars. I mean, think about it. If I was to tell someone in 1921, yeah, we're going to be flying a helicopter on Mars in 100 years, they'd be like, what? Yeah, crazy. Well, so 100 years from now, is it feasible that we have actual productive civilization on Mars or on maybe a moon of Jupiter or another potentially habitable planet? Of course, it's totally possible. We could leave this solar system. We could go beyond it. I mean, we just got to figure out a way to travel at a faster speed to get to these places that we got to get to. And I think we'll figure it out somewhere along the line. But this is just the kind of stuff. I'm sorry we didn't talk about politics. I'll get back to that in a bit. I know a lot of folks like to just focus in on that. Sometimes I like to let my brain try to expand and breathe, right? I can only yell at Biden so much. All right, so one of my friends, Tony D'Angelo, who joins me every week and, again, has been doggedly chasing down our governor, Ned Lamont, and he has cornered him many different times. He's a brilliant investigator and a brilliant guy with money. We're going to talk to him. So we'll get back on the financial track here in just a couple minutes. So don't go anywhere, anybody, once again. Also coming up, Glenn Solmacy will join me, the president of Nichols University. Love that guy. He's awesome. We'll have him on. Stephen Bucci, Tommy Binion, Chris Healy, all up. Come on. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them WAR sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, as you know, Wayne is off for a couple of days. My name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. Network. Something like that. I don't know what I said. Jesus. All right, goodness gracious. Listen, one of my favorite guests I bring on the morning show is a gentleman by the name of Tony D'Angelo. And Tony is, among other things, he owns a company called Fortress Fiduciary, and they just do a magnificent job. But he is just... he is like a pit bull on a bologna sandwich when it comes to Governor Ned Lamont, and he is just going after him left and right, all in a good way, finding out new stuff about him all the time here in the state of Connecticut. But he's also a master of everything money. So, Tony, good evening. How are you, my friend? I appreciate you coming on.
And proud to be among everybody in these great United States of America, Lee Elsie.
Well, listen, I opened up the show talking about my idea of not paying. I don't pay taxes anymore, so what do you say to that?
Oh, man, you're right in my wheelhouse. I'm into this study of tax warfare and tax revolts. Now, my seventh-grade educated father, Larry Lawrence, would always say to me, two wrongs don't make a right. I am of the belief that you do need taxes, you need defense, you need roads, you need basic services and things. But when things start to get too big and when they start to get into too much trouble, we have the messes we do today. You know, as government becomes the parent, the people become the child. What people really don't realize, and we've got some great constitutionalists in our, you know, in our bailiwick on the morning show, the Revolutionary War itself was really started on a tax revolt, the Boston Tea Party. It was the Tea Act of May 10th, 1773, where the tea was coming from China. The colonialists saw it wasn't taxed. They threw the tea in the river. Proposition 13, 1978 in California, frees the property taxes, which really was a brilliant thing, except where California, which used to be an incredibly conservative state, think Ronald Reagan, think George Murphy, they just kept spending, so they spent their way into the soup. But what really caught my eye, and this is something, you and I are always talking about things far above the curve, and it's just the way it kind of comes down. Fell's Point in Baltimore, Maryland, There's 30 businesses down there. If you've ever been down there, it's really a beautiful place. You got the ballpark, the Babe Ruth Museum, the Inner Harbor, great place to go on a Sunday, restaurants and things. Well, it has become a sin bin of drugs and crime and drinking and all that. 30 businesses wrote the mayor, the police chief, and everybody saying, look, man, you don't straighten this mess out. We are withholding our taxes from you. We will pay our taxes, but we will pay them into an escrow account until you do something. And you know what they're getting pretty much? Either very faint, you know, maybe we'll do something about it, or nothing. I mean, and marvel not. You're starting to see the same thing in Vancouver, Canada, and other places. People have had enough of whatever you want to call it, just defund the police, but yet you let the cities run wild, governments that don't work, and pretty soon they're going to say, you know, I want to pay my taxes, but I'm not going to be paying my taxes for this mess. And then you want to increase my taxes because you're increasing my burden by all the spending you're doing. Your ball, my friend. I'll go on for days.
Well, how many people actually have to say, I'm not paying my taxes anymore before we break the system?
That's a darn good question, because basically it comes down to is how determined will government be to, quote-unquote, put liens and levies on people to make them pay, and people still won't pay, and you know, you're going to have some horrific situations.
Right.
But yet, if it comes to a point where you're taxed to such a degree where you can't keep up with it, maybe you say the heck with it. If you're going to go ahead and take it, come and take it from me, but I'm not going to pay my taxes to you. I can't give you an exact number on that, but the thought has crossed my mind.
Well, I mean, if they're taking 50% of the money that I make to, you know, in essence to taxes, I just want to make sure. And listen, that's too much. We all know that. But at least if you're going to take 50%, you know, make sure that it's going in the right place. I get it. Veterans benefits, we need that. Education, transportation,
safety.
Yeah, that's good. But when you start throwing my money in the toilet, now I'm going to stand up and say, hold on a second, I'm not down with this anymore. I worked too hard for this.
And the sad thing is, and this happened to me, I went to Hartford, Connecticut today, pity me. Go into any Connecticut city, go into any major city in any quote-unquote blue state, and you see nothing but empty buildings and economic wreckage. And there's no lights going on, and people who claim to be against that aren't really creating a big enough bright line to say, hey, I've had it, you know, and a little bit of a better program is not the solution. You really need to make some severe changes. Look at it this way. If your boat was cruising towards a stone wall, you wouldn't turn the wheel a little bit. You would give that sucker a jerk. And, you know, we don't have political figures that are willing to do that.
No, I agree with that, Tony, 100%. So have you seen, I mean, you do a lot of folks' taxes for, you know, for what you do. Have you seen marketable changes in any of the way people...
I'm so happy you mentioned that.
Real quick, we got 60 seconds.
What you're going to see is that with Uncle Joe hiring all 80,000 auditors, it will be a constancy, and we're seeing it now, of educating the government's people at the expense of the taxpayer, and it's only going to get worse. You better believe it, pal.
Tony, you're the best. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Honor. Best wishes, everyone.
All right, pal. Have a good one. My pal, Tony D'Angelo, here in Connecticut. He's a regular on my morning show, and always lean on him whenever we talk about money and taxes, and I appreciate him giving us some time. All right, top of the hour around the corner, wherever you're listening, whether it's out in the heat in Vegas or out here near the Long Island Sound in Long Island or Connecticut, stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Group.